And your knowledge of God will also translate into your own faith. We often hear about this during evangelical sermons.
比如说神是大医生,
we would say God is our greatest physician.
那你就讲很多见证了，生病了，医治了。
And you would share many testimonies about how people were healed.
但是你现在无灾无病啊，不用，没有人没事找医生的。
But then if you are never sick, then you don't really need a doctor.
不会说今天心情好好的，没事啊，去看看医生吧。
Nobody would get up in the morning having a good mood and say, I'm going to see the doctor today.
没事，还是少看医生好。
You would rather not to see the doctor at all.
那所以有人大病医治了，后来就不信了，因为他不需要医生了嘛。
This is why some people, after they were healed of a great, very serious illness, they decided not to believe in Jesus anymore because they don't need him.
我们先来看一节圣经,
Please turn to the Bible.
约翰福音第八章,
John chapter 8.
约翰福音八章,
John chapter 8.
39节,
verse 39. 39. Verse 39. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham.
这一节我们记住,
Let's keep this in mind.
亚伯拉罕的儿子要行亚伯拉罕所行的事。
Abraham's children do the works of Abraham.
那谁是亚伯拉罕子孙呢?
And now, who are Abraham's children?
我们来看加拉太书第三章。
Let's read Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
从二十三节这里告诉我们。
Starting from verse 23.
我们已经不在律法之下了。
We are no longer under the law.
我们二十六节，我们信耶稣都是神的儿子了。
26. We are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
然后受洗归入基督，替代基督了。
And having been baptized, we have put on Christ.
在基督里头成为义了。
We have become one in Christ Jesus.
然后29节。
Verse 29.
这里我们来请念一下。
Verse 29. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
这里很奇妙的一节圣经节。
This is a very marvelous verse.
这里说我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We are Abraham's seed.
但是 要先当什么? 要先当神的儿女。
But we need to first be children of God.
你受洗成为神的儿女。
After you are baptized, you become children of God.
你披戴基督,
you put on Christ.
在基督成为一,
and you become one in Christ.
属乎基督,
and you belong to Christ.
属乎基督之后, 才是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And only after you belong to Christ are you considered Abraham's seed.
这是什么意思?
What does that mean?
这里我们在属灵上面，其实我们跟亚伯拉罕一点关系都没有的，在属肉体来讲一点关系都没有的。
Physically, we have nothing to do with Abraham.
但是这是讲在灵里面。
But this is a spiritual perspective.
属乎基督的,
those who belong to Christ,
就是亚伯拉罕的后裔了。
Are Abraham's seed.
所以这是从属灵来讲的。
So this is from a spiritual angle.
因为亚伯拉罕是 信仰的祖先呢,
Abraham was the father of our faith.
他是第一个被神选召出来的，特别选召出来的人。
He was the first man especially chosen by God.
亚当是第一个被造的人。
Adam was the first man created by God.
失败了。
But he failed.
但是神后来从万族当中特别拣选亚伯拉罕出来。
Later, out of all the nations, God chose Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕是被选的人的一个首先的第一个人。
Therefore, Abraham can be considered the first person to be called and chosen.
所以在属灵里面，如果我们是属基督的，才是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Spiritually speaking, we can become Abraham's seed if we belong to Christ.
所以才能够承受产业。
Only then can we be heirs.
那刚刚我们念过了。
And we have read just
now,既然是亚伯拉罕的后裔,
now that we are Abraham's children,
就行亚伯拉罕所行的,
we must do the works of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕一生所行的, 跟他对神认识很有密切的关系的。
And Abraham's actions or works in his life had everything to do with his knowledge of God.
神对你如果只是大医生的话,
if God to you is only a doctor,
那生病才去找他，没有生病就不用了。
That you will only come to him when you're sick, and when you're healthy, you don't look for him.
你找工作，祷告，哎，找到了，你找到好工作就不用再祷告了，对不对？不用再，神是好像最好的职业介绍家一样嘛，是不是？
Or if your God is a job placement agency, then you will come to him when you need a job.
这些都对的，我不是说这些错哦。神都是这样子，神是什么都行的哦。
I'm not saying these are wrong because God is actually everything. He's capable of doing anything.
你感冒也要祷告嘛，所以神也是医治感冒的神。
When you have a cold, you still pray. So God is actually also a God who heals your cold.
你开车子祷告神也是怎么样？最好的驾驶是吗？
当
有驾驶。
When you drive on the road, God is your best the best driver behind the scene.
那亚伯拉罕他为什么神是亚伯拉罕神？
Why was God the God of Abraham?
亚伯拉罕的神对他一生，他是神怎么跟他显现的
？And we can look at how God appeared to Abraham throughout his life.
我们首先先来看那个《使徒行传》。
Please turn to Acts.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传七章，从第二节开始，念第二节哈。
Acts chapter 7 verse 2. And he said, Brethren and fathers, listen, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran.
好，第三节。
Verse 3, and said to him, Get out of your country and from your relatives and come to a land that I will show you.
第四节。
4, then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which you now dwell. 5. And God gave him no inheritance in it, not even enough to set his foot on. But even when Abraham had no child, he promised to give it to him for a possession and to his descendants after him. 6. But God spoke in this way, that his descendants would dwell in a foreign land, and that they would bring them into bondage and oppress them 400 years.
好，第二节这边告诉我们，
According to verse
2, 这是亚伯兰还在米索坡大米的时候，他还在米索坡大米的时候。
While Abraham was still in Mesopotamia,
那个他还没来到哈兰的时候。
Before he arrived in Haran,
这边讲什么呢
？What does the Bible tell us?
荣耀的神向他显现。
The God of Abraham, the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
所以神向亚伯兰显现的最先开始是以什么？是荣耀的神。
So in the very beginning, God appeared to Abraham as the God of glory.
我们可以想象，如果现在有一个人说，哎，你搬到肯亚去住。
Just imagine if somebody tells you move to Kenya and live there.
你会去吗
？Would you go?
你很考虑的。
I'm sure you'll think many times, why would you go there?
信仰会更好吗?
Will your faith be better there?
生活环境一定是更差的。
Of course, your living standard will be much worse.
我们来想亚伯拉罕。
Let's just think about Abraham.
他住在那个什么乌尔啊。
He used to live in Ur, Abraham.
米索波大米，我们如果念历史，知道是人类文明的摇篮啊。
From history, we know that Mesopotamia was the cradle of civilization.
也是就是所谓的伊甸园的地方嘛。
And it was considered the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园是在两河流域那个地方的。
The Garden of Eden was in fact in the Fertile Crescent.
也是照圣经历史也是这样，也是人类被出来之后，人类也是最先文明是从哪里开始的？
So that was in fact the origin of human civilization.
也是人类历史最长远的地方。
And it had the longest human history.
你看这个历史，如果以这个米索波大米越远的地方哈，那文明的进展越慢。
The further you are away from the land of Mesopotamia, the shorter the history.
开人就是文明的开发越慢。
In other words, the development of civilization started later.
并且我们知道亚伯拉罕那个时代，他所住的那个乌尔哈，
the city or land of Ur.
除了人类第一个就是那个法版啊。
Was the place where the earliest tablets were found, written tablets were found.
是个 law 哈，以后的罗马法是比较晚的了。
Which consisted of the law, the legal codes.
所以他当时那乌尔是人类文明很高的一个地方。
In other words, that the place of war was a highly civilized land.
所以他是从一个很文明高的地方，神叫他到迦南地。
Now, out of this very civilized place, Abraham was called to move to Canaan.
其实他刚开始说，我们知道他不想往那里去的。
And we're told that in the beginning, Abraham did not know where he was supposed to go.
你会想说，可能换个环境，信仰会好一点。
You may think that with a change of environment, your faith may be better.
如果以圣经的那个当时的那个宗教背景来讲的话，迦南人更糟糕。
But if you look at the religious background of the Canaanites, you'll realize that that land was in fact worse.
那个迦南人，他们如果你看圣经哈，他们杀小孩啊。
The Canaanites, according to the Bible, killed, offered their children to their gods.
他们的那个神哦，是到处都是。
And they worship many kinds of gods.
以那个宗教的信仰的那个环境来讲的话，迦南地其实什么是更糟糕的。
So in terms of the religious surroundings, the land of Canaan was actually worse.
迦南人在当时的话也不是从文明来讲更差，从宗教来讲的话那个更野蛮哦。
So in terms of civilization, Canaan was much less developed. And in terms of religion, the people there were more barbaric.
但是这些都不是神考虑的条件。
But none of these were in God's considerations.
神叫他离开。
God commanded Abraham to leave.
神用什么让他离开？
And how did God make Abraham leave?
他没有生病。
He did not make Abraham sick.
如果那时候没有所谓的癌症，如果那时候那个亚伯兰是那个什么癌症末期啊，医生说剩下三天了、啊。如果你离开这里到迦南地会好，我看他赶快去了。大医生嘛，对不对？
Suppose God let Abraham have a terminal cancer. And told him, you're going to die in 3 days, but if you move to Canaan, I'm going to heal you, and I'm sure he would have gone.
那也不是说那时候走投无路了，如果你离开了这里去到那里让你发了。
And God didn't do that, but, and God also didn't tell him, now you are very poor, I'm going to make you rich when you go to Canaan.
他在乌尔应该是还蛮不错的。
Abraham must have had a pretty good life in Ur.
那神用他是荣耀的神向他显现。
But this God of glory appeared to him.
荣耀在圣经里面是一个很重的一个字。
The word glory is a very weighty word in the Bible.
人常常亏欠神啊。
Man is always short of God's glory.
人类的最大的罪是什么？
What is the greatest sin of man?
不是烧杀掳掠。
It is not robbery, killing.
这不是最重的，这不是最原始的。
This is not the original, the earliest form of sin.
所以有些慕道者应该说你是罪人，他很生气，然后说拍着胸膛说一声不偷不抢，光明正大，我是罪人。对，你可能自己做错了，你们信耶稣人都是心里有鬼的，所以。才会说是罪人，要把这罪人放在我们身上，我才不是罪人。
That's why some visitors get offended when we tell them that we are all sinners, and they would say, maybe you are sinners, but not me.
那我们常说世界都是在罪恶之下，是什么？
And when we say the whole world lies under sin, what do we mean?
那个小朋友，你说他是罪人，还没洗礼，有时候你讲的心也难过嘛，是不是？
When you look at a little baby and say this is a sinner, you almost feel quite uneasy.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
圣经告诉我们，
According to the Bible,
全世界在罪的掌握之下。
The whole world is under the control of sin.
从一个人入了世界，
And sin entered the world through one man.
罪之下。
And the whole world is now under sin.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
犯了什么罪?
What sin have they committed?
圣经说是怎么样?
And
少的神的荣耀。
The Bible tells us that they fall short of God's glory. This is the greatest sin.
少的神的荣耀。
Fall short of God's glory.
因为人本来有神的荣耀。
Man has originally had God's glory.
少的亏缺的，甚至说亏缺的神的荣耀。
But now they have fallen short of God's glory.
这是罪的来源啊。
This is the origin of sin.
从小孩子他根本不会偷，不会抢啊，也不会犯什么罪啊。一生下来就是罪了，他是因为少了神的荣耀。
Even though babies will not rob or kill, but they are born as sinners because we have fallen short of God's glory.
所以在圣经里面，有些人犯了一些过错，哎，好像神原谅了。那个摩西啊，有人想摩西神给他的惩罚太重了。
So when we look at the Bible, God sometimes forgives seemingly very serious sins, whereas in Moses' case, God punished him for his sin, and we may think that the punishment was so great.
因为他多么的谦卑温柔，胜过当时的众人。
Just look at how humble and meek Moses was.
他一生多么任劳任怨。
And he endured all the sufferings through his life.
最后看得见进不去。
But in the end, he was only able to behold, but not enter Canaan.
在生命记他一直求啊。
According to Deuteronomy, Moses pleaded with the Lord many times.
神跟他说罢了。
But the Lord told him, enough.
神跟他是好朋友啊，面对面的朋友啊。
The Lord was so close to Moses, he saw him face to face.
但是求到最后，神跟他说罢了，你不要再讲了。
But after many times of Moses pleading, the Lord said, it is enough.
嗯，为什么？
Why?
我们好朋友嘛，如果再讲说伤感情嘛，不要再讲了，这个办不到的事情，你不要再讲了。
Because God and Moses were good friends, and God simply couldn't do what Moses was asking, so he told him to please stop.
神跟他感情是很深的。
God and Moses had a very profound relationship.
以人间来讲的话，这么好的朋友，让他进去一下又有什么关系？摩西只说我进去看一下就好，对不对？
All Moses was asking was to go into the land of Canaan just to take a look. And if we were, I mean, if God was a human friend, of course he would have let him.
但神不要，神说罢了，不要再讲了。
But God would not let him, and God told him, it's enough.
你很想进去的。
I know that you really want to go in.
40年哦。
For 40 years.
最后进不了。
But even then, Moses could not enter it in the end. Why?
神就一个原因。
There was only one reason.
用我们的话来讲说是怎么样？在从圣经来讲的话，他没有在神百姓面前荣耀神，夺取了神荣耀。
The Bible tells us that Moses did not honor God or glorify God in the presence of the people. He took away God's glory.
因为荣耀是属于神的。
Glory belongs to God.
神用荣耀来吸引亚伯拉罕。
God drew Abraham with his glory.
荣耀是神的本质哦。
Glory is God's essence.
荣耀，你看那个以西结书，神用荣耀来表达他自己。
In Ezekiel, God expressed himself through his glory.
你看以西结书哦。刚开始的时候，神的荣耀。
If you study Ezekiel, you'll notice that from the very beginning, you read about his glory.
神荣耀显现出来。
His glory appeared.
好像那个下雨的日子，那个云中红的形象怎么样？那周围的光辉形象怎么样？这就是神荣耀的形象。那一章第28节。
And in chapter 1, verse 28, we're told, like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
神用荣耀来显现他自己。
God appeared to people through his glory.
后来神被逼走了。
Later on, God was driven away.
神叫那个以西结看。
God told Ezekiel to look.
说你去看看，圣殿里面都是一些不洁净的东西啊。
Go and look at all the abominable things in the temple.
尤其那些当时的那些宗教的带领的人，都是在拜偶像。
especially the religious leaders of those days, they were idol worshippers. And of course, this also serves as a warning for preachers today.
最坏的其实不是百姓，最坏都是那些领导人，都是那些传道。
Towards the end of an era, the worst people are not the common people, but the leaders, such as the preachers.
当然，这是对传道的，我们是应该很谨慎的，就是了。So
for those of us who are preachers, this is a very stern warning.
所以第八章哈，in
chapter 8,
神说你去看。God
said, "Look, go and look."
这墙上挖一个窟窿啊，dig
a hole through the wall.
他就挖墙了。So
he dug a hole.
偷看了。And
look through the hole.
一看怎么样？
And what did he see?
四面墙都画着各样的污秽的东西。
And he saw all kinds of abominable things on the walls.
然后呢，第十节哦。
Verse 11.
就是在这些像前有以色列的70个长老站立。
And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel.
在最圣洁的地方，别认为人家以为最崇高的人是在那边拜偶像的。In
the most holy place, the most honorable men were worshiping idols.
所以如果你看到最后，神就离弃了。That's
why God forsook them in the end.
这一系列书，神离弃不是说你的神走开，是什么样用荣耀，神的荣耀。In
Ezekiel, when it tells us that God left the nation of Israel, it means that his glory left them.
10章4节。
Chapter 10, verse 4.
神荣耀上去了。God's
glory went up.
18节。
Verse 18.
神荣耀从殿门的门槛那边出去了。The
glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple.
神荣耀停在东门了。And
stood over the east gate.
神一步一步的，你一些结束，你刚开始看的时候，你感神好像很可怜的，被他的百姓。 被这些领导人逼走的，但神又不忍心一下就走，好像一个妈妈哈，她离开家，然后呢不得不离开，然后又舍不得走两步回头看一下，两步回头看一下。It's
very sad that God was driven from the holy city, even though he was very reluctant to leave. It is like a mother who loves her home but is driven away from home, and she keeps turning back to look at her home.
还记得那个高中的时候，有一个中国的那个比较有名的长的，就是悲剧的诗哈，就是《孔雀东南飞》啊。In
high school, we read a very tragic Chinese poem.
那是说《孔雀东南飞》十里一徘徊嘛，他心里有牵挂嘛，所以一下就看一下，一下要看，为什么一直回头？因为心里有牵挂嘛，有人怎么样，头一转，胸一拍。 往前走，看你不看你嘛，对不对？The
poem describes how the feeling of keep turning back to look at something that you really don't want to leave behind.
那最后到十一章，到第十章的第23节。
Chapter 11, verse 23.
神的灵到了东边那个山。The
glory of the Lord stood on the mountain on the east side.
十二章完全离开了。
In chapter 12, the glory of the Lord departed completely. As you can see, it was God's glory that left. Which means God himself left.
So you can see
Therefore, in the book of Judges, the fall of the house of Eli ended with the tragic story and with the character Ichabod, which means God's glory had left. The glory of God, therefore, in the Bible represents God's essence. God drew Abraham through his essence.
在世上信靠神。
We trust in God in this world.
无论一生过得好坏呢，有一天总是过去的。
Whether you live a good life or a bad one, you will pass this life one day.
历史常常重演啊。
And history repeats itself.
但是有一天都会过去的。
But one day everything will pass away.
有时候我小孩如果正在青春，在青春期的时候，我说：“哎，兄弟啊，再过90年之后，你会看到我们在天上是什么样兄弟嘛？所以，你对你的老兄不要那么，好一点嘛，对不对？不要欺负太厉害。”
My children are going through adolescence, and sometimes I would tell them, "Well, after a few decades, when you see me in heaven, we'll be brothers and sisters. So please be kind to me now."
有一天我们到天国去了。
One day when we go to heaven.
你要得什么？
What are you going to get?
奖赏是不是
？Reward。
好，要奖赏什么东西啊
？What kind of reward？
再好的东西也没什么意思啊。
Even the best thing that you can get doesn't mean much。
你说好房子住过好房子，你就知道你住久了也没有感觉啊。
A good house. If you've ever lived in a good house, you probably wouldn't think much of a good house.
我不相信那个皇帝，他以前的皇帝住皇宫住久了，他会很高兴。
The emperors
是这样子。
In the ancient days, I don't think they like living in the palace.
天国永远的，你住皇宫也差不多跟那个住草茅差不多了。
If you live eternally in a palace in heaven, then it wouldn't be too much different from living in a hut forever.
你知道天国得什么
？So what do you really get when you go to heaven?
荣耀。
Glory.
所以是神的荣耀。
It is God's glory.
所以我们在地上不要夺取神的荣耀。
Therefore, on this earth, we must not rob God of His glory.
魔鬼就是要跟神一样。
The devil tries to compete with God.
我们人哦，夺取神的荣耀就是荣耀自己。
When we say that we rob God of glory, it means that we are glorifying ourselves.
这世界是有荣耀的。
There are forms of glory in this world.
没有人没有荣耀啊。
Almost everyone has glory.
没有人就没有荣耀。
Oh, I'm sorry.
在世上啊。
In order to have glory, you need to have other people around.
荣耀是人家的掌声嘛，人家的赞美嘛，人家称许嘛。如果你一个人，你是最好的、最厉害的，没有荣耀。
To receive glory, you need people to applaud and praise you. But if you are all alone and you are the best, there's no glory.
世界是的荣耀是人撑把它撑起来的。
The glory of this world is shaped by crowds.
都是一样的，无论是财富、荣耀或是什么，你是全世界最厉害的哈。但是所有人都死掉了，你怎么样？一个人最厉害啊
！If you are the most powerful person in this world, but everyone else is already dead, then what kind of glory is that? There is no glory to speak of.
你是天下第一漂亮的。
If you are the prettiest person or the most handsome person,
那你一个很漂亮没用。
But then you are the only person on this planet, then that doesn't mean much.
小孩子常常有玩过嘛，我家小孩子几乎每个都，当他到七八岁的时候，常常拿那个。去 shopping market 买的那个回来不是有那个什么纸箱子吗？放在头上。那有时候妈妈去，她的妈妈洗被单干了嘛，还放在那，她就把被单放起来，然后拿着扫帚，我说哇，那站在椅子上面。
Every kid has played the game of pretending to be a king using a crown, a robe, and a scepter.
所以说在世上的时候。
When Jesus was in the world,
因为他道成肉身,
he was God who became flesh.
他都是以荣耀神为主。
His focus was on glorifying God.
他不求自己，不求人的荣耀。
He did not seek man's praise.
也不求自己荣耀。
And he did not seek his own glory.
但是耶稣为我们留下一个很好榜样。
But the Lord Jesus left a very good example.
他晓得他要离开世上。
When he knew that he was about to leave the world.
第约福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
这是他的祷告。
This was his prayer.
他说父啊。
Father.
时候到了。
The hour has come.
如果你晓得你时候到了。
If you know that your hour has come.
我们知道耶稣祷告说明天就被钉十字架了。
As we know, the very next day, Jesus would be crucified.
如果这是最后一个晚餐的话，如果你晓得你明天就死掉了哈，就可以这样祷告了。
If you know that you're going to die tomorrow, then you can say the hour has come.
你说神啊，时候到了。
God, the hour has come.
因为你荣耀你的儿子。
Glorify your son.
使儿子也荣耀你。
That your son also may glorify you.
那我们来看最后耶稣怎么求呢？
How did he conclude his prayer?
那个第五节。
Verse 5.
这是第二次的呼啊，对不对？
The second time he cried out, Father.
第一次说呼啊，说到愿你荣耀你儿子。那第二次我们看第五节。
Verse 5. The second time he cried out, Father.
呼啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是在未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
如果我们对这个荣耀没有很深层的去理解的话，
If we don't have a deeper understanding of what glory is,
我们怎么会去求荣耀呢？
Why would we seek glory?
耶稣当时上来，
When Jesus was in the world,
那个腓立比书第二章是告诉我们他虚己了哈。
Philippians chapter 2 tells us that the Lord emptied himself.
把他倒空，所以有个倒空，他拿倒空什么？荣耀。
What did he empty himself of? Glory.
所以他成为没有荣耀，像我们人一样的道士上来。
So he
人的样子。
He left,
人的样子。
He left his glory and became a human being and even a servant.
耶稣完成了一生神的工作。
The Lord Jesus completed the work of God through his life.
他求的是什么？
And what was his prayer in the end?
荣耀。
Glory.
享荣耀。
And to have glory.
其实他的荣耀本来他就有的，在创世以前跟神同有的荣耀。
And this is the glory which he already had when before the world was.
所以荣耀的神用荣耀来向亚伯拉罕显现。
Therefore, the God of glory appeared to Abraham with his glory.
这是亚伯拉罕信仰的开始。
This was the beginning of Abraham's faith.
我们到天国去，你得什么？
When you go to heaven, what do you get?
那个一个很大的真的实在的冠冕，里面都是珍珠宝贝，用那个用什么做最好金子吧？我看你再不要一个小时，你就要怎么样头昏眼花了。
If you are given
很重的嘛，你要用金子装那么三四十公斤，你们还好，我看我就难过了。
If you are given a real crown of a pure gold, you probably want to take it off after an hour because it's so heavy on your head.
那个冠冕哦，那个珍珠宝贝冠冕戴太久，我看你是头晕的。真正他们国王也不是天天戴的，只是上朝戴一下，赶快拿起来。
Even the kings in this world don't wear crowns all the time. They only do it in public.
保罗告诉我们的。
Paul tells us.
以后我们会复活。
We will resurrect one day.
嗯，就是荣光不一样。
And our glories will be different.
中文是换荣光，其实是荣耀，都是嘿，就因为荣光荣耀是一样的东西，对不对？就是荣耀。
We will receive glory.
所以以后我们会得荣耀。
We will be glorified one day.
我们做圣工。
When we serve
in. 我们灵修。
When we cultivate ourselves.
我们信耶稣。
When we believe in Jesus.
是什么来吸引你？
What is it that attracted us?
你病医治了。
Your sickness may be healed.
你的车祸得拯救了。
You may be saved from a car accident.
嗯，你大的灾祸逃过去了。
You may be spared of a great calamity.
一生很平安了。
You may lead a very smooth life.
总是会过去的。
All of these things will pass.
无论你用什么人间的什么样子的，这是说神用的方式了哈，进到神的面前，到最后，如果你没有把神当成一个荣耀的神。你要得的不是神荣耀，你的信仰是不是最后的坚固的信仰。
Well, all of these things may draw you into God's presence, but in the end, if your ultimate goal is not receiving God's glory, then you will not be able to sustain to the end.
亚伯拉罕的神
Abraham's God
是荣耀神
was a God of glory.
所以他能够从乌尔断然的离开。
That is why he was able to decisively leave war.
不晓得往哪里去。
He didn't even know where he was going.
人是我们一般人来讲，人是往上爬、往上走的嘛。
Normally, a person will want to climb up.
所以往上走是往更好的，你认为更好的。
Meaning, we always want to be in a better place. We want to go to a more civilized country.
更高尚的。
A more noble place.
更荣耀的。
A more glorious state.
当时如果你是从乌尔搬到加拿大，好像你现在从美国搬到那个什么非洲去，你去非洲人，我去的非洲人几乎100%的人都想说，我一生如果能够的话，做梦也要梦到美国去。
For Abraham to move from Ur to Canaan is like today moving from the U.S. today to Africa. When we were in Africa.Almost everyone there wants dreams of coming to the U.S.
对不对？是不是这样子？
Is that true?
没有一个人说，哎，我带你去美国，他不要的。
I'm sure. I can almost guarantee that if I offer to bring an African to the U.S., they will not refuse me.
但是亚伯拉罕怎么样？他可以放弃。
But Abraham was able to let go.
为什么？
Why?
因为荣耀的神向他显现。
Because the God of glory appeared to him.
但是荣耀可以吃吗？
Can you eat glory?
荣耀抵得过外在环境的那个诱惑吗？
Can glory overcome all of the temptations around you?
我们星期再来谈哦。
We will consider this question on Friday.
我们是一个开头。
So please start reading from Genesis chapter 12.
荣耀能当饭吃吗？
Can you eat glory the way you eat food?
你在教会里面听，哇，荣耀！
In the church,
你听到外面冷风一吹，那个你过马路，那个你遇到一个人喝醉酒的，他跟你按喇叭，你气得半死，荣耀已经飞到哪里去了？想一拳捶他了。
When you hear about glory in the church, you're all inspired. But on the way home, people honk at you, and you lose all your glory and want to get back with them.
你在这里听到，哇，神的荣耀。
Over here at church, you think all about God's glory, and you're inspired.
你一出门，
but when you leave the church,
公司那个 boss 打电话说明天你不用来了。
Your boss calls you and says you're out of job tomorrow.
你怎么样？你荣耀不知道飞去哪里了。
Your glory will be gone instantly.
怎么办？
So what do you do?
好，我们今天晚上一节到此。
This concludes our message.